This is Dr. Vijay Kowalski, flexible supranascular report to patient Noreen Vega Cruz, indication for she was in rectal pain, hemorrhoids, so she can make a scan and feel that. Dr. Nelson, patient, obviously, blood pressure, pressure, and cardiac and cardiac procedure, flexible supranascular pressure, blood pressure, class, care, pressure, and cancer, and the patient, which is a little bit of rectum, rectus, sigma, to descending to the sigma colon, the adequate pap coming on. I started evaluated the hemorrhoids because that's what she's here for, to have the hemorrhoid evaluated. Before, if the hemorrhoidectomy will be planned, rectal flexure within the hemorrhoid will be revealed to two columns. The hemorrhoids are grade 3 noted, no bleeding, no fissures were noted. If a section move, I did not see external hemorrhoid. If a section move, which is a physical complication, finding flexure hemorrhoidectomy up to sigmoid number 2, grade 3, two columns hemorrhoids noted with no fissures, no bleeding, no external hemorrhoids noted. Our recommendation of initial high ground suppositories, number two, if that does not appear to be helping resolving her, and also take the 5 hypobarytes from water, the two supplement, a missile, citrusol, and fiber supplement. If these conditions does not help, then recommend the patient can go ahead and have a hemorrhoidectomy done, and a dictation, which will be planned in outpatient clinic and rotation day procedure is March 26, 2022. Please have a copy of Dr. Palanchetti and copy of Dr. Brooks, her primary care provider. Patient's options, patient's options.